This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, firearms are the people's liberty teeth. Now, I'm sticking to the topics as you are assailed, okay, because the floodgates of being assailed upon, namely upon the constituents by their said representatives, is unprecedented, like never before in American history. And we're seeing it happen again today. So I'm going to stick to the hot topics. And even when they're not basically frontally assailing you, I want to keep it before you to keep you armed with knowledge to understand as to how you're to respond as to how you're being assailed and who you're being assailed by. We're going to be talking about this, friends. Firearms are the people's liberty teeth. Said George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, who armed the American people. Firearms are the people's liberty teeth. Folks, it's time for Americans to grin in the face of tyranny. In other words, resist. Okay? I've shared with you in the past, friends, there is no debate. No lawful debate. The CIA-controlled media and its useful idiots, and the corrupt politicians that have sold out to foreign power, which run antithetical to American governments, they're trying to convince you that what they're doing is legal. No, it's not legal in any sense of the word. Nor have we, the people, again, delegated authority to these people to act in such a fashion which is unconstitutional, folks. And let me remind you, and I'm going to bring it up again. Who delegated authority to these people to attack we the people? Did you delegate authority, friends, to those that serve we the people, namely your representatives, to attack you, to strip you of your God-given rights? Because the purpose of government is to maintain the law and enforce the law against criminals, not against law-abiding citizens, but that's what's happening. And these are the same people that are trying to put light for darkness and darkness for light and the lie for a truth and truth for a lie and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, which is found in Isaiah 5:20. There's nothing new under the sun. And here we are again. But we're going to be talking about firearms are the people's liberty teeth. Before I get to that, if you want to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Check us out on Facebook. Have about 760,000 people following. We appreciate your trust. With that said, we're not giving you our opinion. We are giving you the Word of God and the Constitution. I just had a woman yesterday text me and ask me to join her on her program, and she wanted me to give her a call. So I gave her a call, and I said, what was it that you needed? And she said, well, I just had some concerns. She said, how do you address the issues of the day? And she brought up the word political. Well, political, folks, is this is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. God gave government, Exodus 18:20, and we all live politics, right? Is that true? Yes, yes, yes. So I told her that, and then I said, I always make reference to the Word of God and to the Constitution. If you want to show a deviated stick, the way to show the deviation in the stick is to lay the straight one next to it. That's why I use the Word of God, the infallible, immutable Word of God, and the Constitution, okay? Those are the bedrocks. And so with that said, I brought that up just like I am with you right now. But I want to get back to this, friends, just so you can understand how I have to answer questions, too, to people when they say, well, I want you on my show, but I want to know how you answer these questions. So that's how I do it anyways. So anyways, friends, with that, if you want to go ahead and check us out online, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter account, Bradley Dean one. That's my Twitter account. By the way, much censorship going on over there as well. We're going to deal with them next, if need be. And, we also wanted to let you know again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, check out the brand new videos that we have going on over there, friends. We got another one that's going viral right now. And, that is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Just go to Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, YouTube, and it will pull up. Okay. There's several hundred videos bringing about the resolve if you're willing to enforce the law to establish judgment so we might have peace within the gate. That is found again on Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, several hundred videos. I trust that you're going to enjoy those videos. They're short. They're not too long. They're not laborious. They're very poignant. And it's a perspective, friends, that's real simple to understand. And interestingly enough, friends, even the Constitution is easy to understand. And we know that the Word of God is easy to understand because Jesus used a child as the model of heaven. So we can understand, friends, that it's not difficult. It's not complicated. What's complicated, what's confusing is the communication that they've created. The political language to make lies sound truthful is the language in which you're speaking today. And again, friends, I can just take to task any given politician and just say, well, where's that in the Constitution? They're going to be dumbfounded. They're just going to say, well, this is what I've been taught. Well, you didn't take the time to know your founding documents. Didn't you swear to uphold that Constitution that you don't know? Why, yes, I did. And aren't you guilty of tearing down or attempting to tear down the very Constitution that you swore to uphold? Whoa, I didn't know that was in the Constitution. That's why you read it. And how foreign is that Constitution to so many people that declare that they are representatives of we the people? It's ridiculous. It really is. It's a foreign language to them, friends. As foreign to the Constitution is how they act, friends, is as foreign the Constitution is to their foreign their foreign means in the way they act. There's no better way to say it because that's exactly how it is. It's like going into a different country, me walking into Russia and speaking English and expecting everybody to understand me. Well, if everybody knew their constitution, they would look at a modern-day politician in America, and that's exactly what it'd be like. You'd be going in there, and they'd be looking at you like you're speaking a different language. Of course, you are speaking a different language, but you're speaking a lawful American language. These people are, again, in the United States of America, the said representatives, are speaking a language that is foreign to we the people in so many different ways, especially to those that know what those documents say. So, with that said, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We, again, are going to be talking about firearms, the people's liberty teeth. And yes, it's very scriptural, friends. Luke 11:21 and verse 22. The best way to enslave a people, friends, going back to the Old Testament. 1 Samuel 13:22. Saul and Jonathan, his son, had weapons of warfare. The Philistines controlled the children of Israel because they had nothing to defend themselves with. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details. Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, we're live on live chat. We got friends over there, and we appreciate you. We're doing a little test run. We've been doing this over the last couple months. It's on YouTube. You can see us on Before It's News. We're posted right on the front page, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over the Forest Trust. But if you'd like to jump on at any time, please stick to the topic. Bring something to the table. If you'd like to contend, you can do that again. You can leave comments on live chat, or you can give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this, friends, because there's much to cover here. We're going to be talking about firearms, the people's liberty teeth. And yes, it's very scriptural, friends. Again, read Luke 11, 21 and 22. And the best way to enslave people, said the father of our Bill of Rights, Mr. George Mason, he said, disarm them, right? Well, you can find that in 1 Samuel 13, 22 as well. And what does it say there? It says, well, Saul and Jonathan, the new king, they were the only ones that had weapons. How did the Philistines control and oppress the children of Israel? Well, they disarmed them. And so, friends, we need to understand what's going on here again in this country, because they are hard at work attempting to disarm you through. Now, the new word is not, totalitarian. It's not communism. It's not the leftists. It's not, you know, this group and that group and this group. Now it's the authoritarian government. Okay? I mean, it's just, wow. I mean, all these names. Hey, folks, lawless people all have the same father, no matter what they call themselves. Okay? He's the devil. There's no truth in these people. I don't care what they call themselves. Law abiders shouldn't have to come up with 15 different names. I mean, you have the conservatives, you have the patriots, which is all stemmed in what? And rooted in the principles of what? Christianity. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a Christian, great. If you're not, then don't declare you are. And that's the bottom line here. But why all these different names? But now it's an authoritarian government that's going to come in. Again, folks, it matters not what the name is. They all act out in such a fashion. They're acting unlawfully, just like their father, okay? And they are sons and daughters of Belial. Sons and daughters of Satan is what sons and daughters of Belial are. So, again, think about this. This is accredited to the first president of the United States of America concerning our topic. Okay? When government takes away its citizens' right to bear arms, and by the way, they're never taken away, they're forfeited. Let me say that again. Your guns are never taken away, you forfeit them. Like any of your other rights. If you want to maintain your rights, you're going to have to fight for your rights. It's called the good fight of faith. Read faith chapter, Hebrews 11. Also read 2 Timothy 3:16 when you get a moment, okay? But listen to what the first president of the United States of America said. He said, when government takes away a citizen's right to bear arms, it becomes the citizen's duty to take away government's right to govern. That's right. Because they're a reflection of us. They are acting in accordance with what we delegated them to maintain, to uphold. Let me say it again. This is accredited to George Washington, the first president, who armed the American people. Okay? When wait a second. Understand that I said armed the American people. Also keep in mind that 55 of our signers, along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, threw off a tyrant across the sea. Why? And how did they do that? Well, because he wouldn't be ruled by God, speaking of that mentally ill tyrant named King George III, right? And they wouldn't be ruled by a tyrant. Okay, that's why they came up with these slogans like, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There's no in-betweenites. And I want you to keep in mind, the way they threw off that tyrant was by being an armed people, and that's why they armed we the people. Read the usurpations found in the Declaration of Independence, friends. Three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers showing us the usurpations of a tyrant who would not be ruled by God. Most people just know the beginning of the Declaration of the Independence, friends. But they don't know what it was and why it was that they actually wrote that document. They wanted to show the world that they would not be ruled by tyrants, okay? He was not going to be the master and they were going to be the slave. No. That's why they were waving the flags, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. Period. Okay? You have to have an understanding of your founding documents, namely what I'm highlighting even now concerning the Declaration of Independence, because of its content. They left us an example, friends, to follow. And what was it? Away with them. Resist them. Throw them off. You should see the national slogan. You should hear the national mottos. It's like, whoa, what don't we get? The national motto, friends, and the national seal, might I say, which says rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God, that is the original seal to the United States of America. You know what it's a picture of? It's a picture of the children of Israel going through the sea where the waters came back and fell upon in judgment of Pharaoh and his armies. That's our national seal, America, like it or lump it, it matters not. That's who we are. And that's our history right there. When government takes away a citizen's right to bear arms, it becomes your duty to take away government's right to govern. That's what he said. This was accredited to George Washington. Just think about what he said. And I'm going to take this show slow. When government takes away your right to bear arms, it infringes upon your God-given rights. It becomes your duty to take away government's right to govern. They're not worthy to govern. How many govern today under a pretended authority, under false pretense? It took nothing for them to achieve it. It was given to them. Friends, they're the worst of men. You know, it reminds me of the politician who talks much of war, who's never been to war. You talk to the veteran, he's got tears in his eyes when he talks about war. He doesn't want to talk about it. But the politician wants to blow the trumpet, and they want to declare war every time you turn around. Every decade, there's another war, by the way. 93% of the time that we have been a nation, they have called for war. And also keep in mind, every time a war is called, it's not them that goes, it's your sons and your daughters. You call them to go, folks? No. The war's all over with right there. And the fact of the matter is, he loves his country so much that he's willing to sacrifice your sons and daughters for another unconstitutional war. And by the way, that's on the horizon as well. But folks, I want you to think about this, and I'm coming at it a different direction today. Isn't it interesting how this is playing out in front of the people in this country when it comes to more, listen carefully, illegal infringements on law-abiding gun owners and how it moves forward? Forward, by the way, is a communist slogan. MSNBC used it. Barack Hussein Obama used it. But again, isn't it interesting how this is playing out in front of the people in this country when it comes to more illegal infringements on law-abiding gun owners? Not on criminals. No, folks. They get their hands slapped. You know, soft judges produce hardened criminals. You have a correctional institution in the Americas that we live today, in the America that we live in today, where they teach criminals how to commit the crime three times, and then the fourth one, you're in trouble. That's a fact. Matter of fact, if you want to question anything I'm saying, why don't you turn your TV on at any given time so you can see what they're teaching Americans and how it is that Americans can commit crimes. They show you how to kill. They show you how to steal. They show you how to commit adultery. They show you how to fornicate. They show you how to drug deal. They show you how to commit the act of treason. Folks, the list goes on. Satanism, that's what it is, because it counters God's moral law, okay? And by the way, if you look up the word Webster's 1828, the word offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. When I hear a lawless individual say to me, I'm offended, I look at him and I say to him, you know, no offense, brother, towards the Lord, you offend me. So let's put this into perspective. I care not that you say that you're offended for your lawlessness. That's like a cop pulling someone over, right? Or a cop catching a criminal in the act, and the criminal turns around and looks at the cop and says, you know, I'm totally offended by you and your badge and your authority. Well, the cop's going to laugh at him. He's going to incarcerate him. He's going to throw him in the penitentiary. Right, church? Did you hear what I said? Penitentiary. You know, penitence, right? Repentance. There we go. Read Isaiah 66:2. Learn something, American church. Law to grace. Hello. Galatians 3:24. Now, speaking of the infringement on law-abiding gun owners in America and how the agenda is moving forward, this is how it's sold to you. One side of the divide and conquer aisle, Mark 3:25, we have Donald Trump, you know, the Republican, who calls for illegal red flag laws. Yes, I said illegal, which are not law, and which in the end will be aimed at their political opposition. You can mark my words. And on the other hand, you have the Democrats that are sold to you, and they are calling for the removal of AR-15s, so on and so forth. Now, I'm going to come right back to that point. I'll reiterate it, and we'll pick it up from there, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president continuing his busy day in New York, joining many other world leaders. Earlier in the day,
President Trump touched on several issues in his remarks to the General Assembly, defending his trade war with China and also defending his efforts to restart negotiations with North Korea's leader. But some of his strongest remarks were made in the direction of Iran's government.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. The regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons. We must never allow this to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is meeting with top Democrats to discuss possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Oh, you knew it. You're always going to get one of these dummies, aren't you? Here, folks, I just want to reiterate this. This isn't a saving face, nothing at all to do with that. We were on Sandlin Communications for 13 years in Minneapolis. We had the number one radio show, hands down. That, you know, when you have the number one radio show is when the media is constantly attacking everything you're saying. And by the way, on a national level, it's happening on a weekly basis as well. Okay. So if my scars are the proof of knowing that others are listening, there you have it. Okay. If I wasn't doing anything, they wouldn't be attacking me. See, the persecution comes in the doing. And I'm speaking to some dummy here on live chat who says, oh, look, we got 55 people watching. 55? What are you talking about, 55 people? It depends on what your link is, number one, okay? Number two, dummy Joe, I just wanted to let you know you might want to do a little homework before you stick both feet in your mouth. This is a test run on YouTube to see how it goes over. You might want to look at the 760,000 following on Facebook, or maybe my YouTube page, which has millions and millions and millions of views, along with 115 radio stations across America that have made us the number one and number two radio show across the country, as well as into 53 different countries. So this was a courtesy from us to you. Not going well for you there, brother. Okay? This is a courtesy from us to you. It was requested that we would come on live video. But we're always going to get one of these kind of guys. They jump the gun. They stick both feet in their mouth. They shoot something out before they even realize what's going on. And then they say, oh, sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that, Brad. I didn't know that. Sorry, Brad. I didn't know that. Sorry about that. Appreciate that. Yeah. Just want to make sure, dummy Joe over there, you get the memo, right? People are stupid and ignorant. And they are. And folks, here's the deal. I'm on the radio right now. just to show you what I'm dealing with. Just, you always get these useful idiots, right? These trolls. And I'm sitting here fighting for his rights, and what does he do? He attacks. See, this is the problem. And if they knew their history, they'd be ashamed. But they're not ashamed. They have a horse forehead. They're unashamed. And thus, that is the definition of stupid people. And it's not name-calling, friends. Stupid is dull and sensible. Webster's 1828. There you have it. Let's get back to this. Okay? We took care of the little squeaky wheel there for him. Yeah. Okay, now here we go again. I got it. Right-wing nut job. Okay, thank you for telling us who you are. Now we get what we're dealing with here. So we're going to say goodbye to Joe because he acts like a 15-year-old kid. That's in detention class, and he's being scolded right now. And bye, Joe. Bye-bye. See ya. Okay. Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to Joey there. Yeah, he's just doing nothing but causing trouble. Firearms, the people's liberties teeth. It is for Americans to grin in the face of tyranny. Okay? I was just highlighting the fact that on one side of the divide and conquer aisle, read Mark 3:25. Jesus said, "A house divided against itself will not stand; it will fall." Okay. On one side of the divide and conquer aisle, you know, the Republicans. You have Donald Trump, who is calling for illegal red flags, right? Laws, which are not law, and which in the end will be aimed at their political opposition, just like I just said. And you can mark my words. This is all aimed at their political opposition. This is all being teed up for the next president to assail the American people. Mark my words, okay? And on the other hand, you have the Democrats, both unconstitutional parties, and they're all calling for the removal of the AR-15s. They hit it hard. What Donald Trump's doing is, you know, let's bring about these red flag laws. Let's go ahead and take the guns first, he said, and then we'll do due process. Remember he said that? And then what happened right after that is 55 new gun legislation laws, which are not law. They're policy, which follows law. It runs antithetical to our laws, just so you know, which means they're acting as outlaws, which makes them criminals. Thus, we remove them, Article 2, Section 4, because the supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution under God, one nation under God, Article 6, Section 2. And if you want to see that in the Constitution, go to the year of our Lord, 1787, at the very end of the Constitution, and tell me what it says there. Just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure. Everybody understood. And if people would get that right there, that these constitutional parties are unconstitutional, we could go a mile. Fast forward. People still get caught up into the game. They still play it out because they're having fun doing what they do. So we have both parties warring against each other. We have Donald Trump advocating for 55 new gun legislation laws, which are unconstitutional, okay, in 26 different states under a portion of Republican governors, by the way, right? And then we have the Democrats hitting real hard. Come on, we got to get the AR-15s out of their hands. See what's going to happen? Well, people are going to look at Donald Trump's red flag laws, and they're going to say, well, that's not that bad, then. It's better than having our ARs taken away. You see how this works? They push and they pull. They push and they pull. They push. And folks, there's a pulse to what they're doing. See, they have these propagandists behind the scenes writing out the headlines. They have them constantly advocating for new propaganda as they push and they pull. They push and they pull. You have people advocating for gun rights in the North. You have them in the South. What are they advocating for, folks? The removal of guns. Push and the pull. And the push in the pull, incrementally take away, incrementally infringe upon their God-given rights. Hang on a second, friends. I want to say this before I make my next point, because I am going to get to the Hegelian dialectic, okay? And it's important that you understand this. It's just like the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, a communist manifesto. Guess who came up with the Hegelian dialectic? Or should I say, guess who used it the most, friends? Karl Marx. Communists. It's what's being played out here today in America. Now, with that said, I want you to think about this. President George Washington said, again, he said, guard ourselves against imposters of pretended patriotism. Well, who would be those that would be imposters, and who would it be that would be pretended patriots? Those that claim to be something that they're not. They claim to be all American, yet they strip the American people of their God-given rights. Just like I'm highlighting even now. Guard ourselves against imposters of pretended patriotism. Okay? Jesus warned over and over and over again. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Now, if you're paying attention, it's not hard to see and identify. This is not only leading through created opposition, but as I just said, this is happening through what is called the Hegelian dialectic. Also read John 8:44 when you get a moment. What is the Hegelian dialectic? It is this, a framework for guiding thoughts and actions into conflicts that lead to synthetic of a proposition having truth or falsity determinable by recourse to experience. Okay? The solutions which can only be introduced once those being manipulated take a side that will produce the predetermined agenda. So, like, for example, people say to me all the time, Bradley, well, you know, they don't say this, but this is what it is. You tell the truth about our beloved president. You expose him with the use of the law, Romans 3:20. Which means you must hate him. No, I'm for the law. If he does the right thing, I'll stand with him. If he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against him. I said, but your problem is this. The same people that gave you Donald Trump are the same people that gave you Hillary Clinton. You just don't know it. And if you had any eyes to see with and ears to hear with, you would have already known that, because the agenda is going forward today. Because what Donald Trump concerning gun rights is doing today, Barack Hussein Obama could have never done in a million years. And you know it. Push and pull. Attack the American people for eight years. Let that president transgress the Constitution 1,080 times. Then we'll put a good guy up. We'll give him a little bit of a breather. They'll go back to sleep, Matthew 13:35. And while they're sleeping, the enemy will come in and sow tares, and then we'll strip away their God-given rights. It's exactly what's happening today. Okay? A framework, the Hegelian dialectic, a framework for guiding thoughts and actions into conflicts that they create, that lead to synthetic of a proposition having truth or falsity determinable by recourse to experience. In other words, creates the issue, the conflict, to bring forth what? Their desired outcome. It's the same thing with terrorism. That's exactly what the Red Terror said. He used terrorism to bring out the political outcome in which he sought. Okay? He created the enemies, friends. And then he played the problem solver. Who is the one that was creating the problem? The same one that's playing the problem solver. Hello? That's what's happening. Are your rights being enforced in America? If they were, I would be done right now. But let me ask you, are your rights being stripped away by those that claim to be patriots through the Hegelian dialectic? Yes, they are. It's exactly what's happening. Now, I'm going to bring you over to, by the way, I had to look up, is it Beto? Well, how do you say this dude's name? Beto O'Rourke? Right? You know, I had to go online and say, okay, how does this guy pronounce his name? There were 72,000 people that didn't know how to pronounce his, name. I never met a guy named Beto or Beto or whatever he wants to call himself. I mean, it sounds like someone out on the East Coast or something in the mob, right? So I went on there and checked it out. It's Beto. So recently we just seen Beto O'Rourke on his gun confiscation plan, where he stated, no, it's not voluntary, it's mandatory. O'Rourke said of his proposal, it will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law. He then went on to say, we expect people to comply with the law. See, the problem is, friends, he can call it whatever he wants, but it's not law, and that's not government, friends. That's tyranny, and that's a tyrant. I'm helping you identify what you can't see for yourselves. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got some people on line right now, friends. I'm telling you what, they need to be babysat, and I'm here to tell you that I'm not your babysitter. There's plenty of daycare centers all across America, and if you need someone to babysit you, then you go to one of those. Okay. This is for grown-ups. This is for people that want to grow as Americans. Okay, under God. Period. Okay, we're not here to babysit you. And then, folks, just so you can understand what I'm looking at right here, I have a live chat going on, and I have interaction going on throughout the whole hour. And then I got someone come up with a sodomite flag talking about how I'm not a true American and I'm un-American, when the fact of the matter is it's a felony in every state to commit the act of sodomy. So I'm abiding by the law, and they're calling me un-American. But this is what they do. They accuse the other side of what they're guilty of. So if you want to join in at any time, please do. Go ahead and swing away, Merrill. Let me tell you, go ahead and swing away, because you'll get plenty of opportunities from these said grown-ups that don't know their left hand from the right hand, and they want to name call because they heard it from the mainstream media that they decry that they don't believe in. So here you have it, right? But anyways, I need to get back to business here, friends. I've given them their time. Wanted to let you know that Beto, okay, O'Rourke, on his gun confiscation plan. And notice again, friends, how the CIA-controlled media is right there putting the camera up to him and the microphone right up to his communist little useful idiot mouth. It's been a day, friends. I'm just telling you, you're going to get it today. And that's where we're at. If you're insincere and you're disingenuous, you're going to get it. That's just where I'm at. But look at this guy. His gun confiscation plan. No, it's not voluntary. It's mandatory, he said, as if to suggest he's the law. He's torn down the law now of the U.S. Constitution, and he's recreated it in his own communist image. Okay? And he's going to tell you what the law is. That's what he wants you to believe. Well, Rourke said of his proposal, it will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law. That's an oxymoron, by the way, when he said require. He then went on to say, we expect people to comply with the law. The problem, Mr. Rourke, let me say, O'Rourke, is having here is that it's not the law, nor will ever be the law, regardless of what you or any other communist useful idiot up on the platform wants Americans to believe. It's unconstitutional. Listen carefully. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention, 1788. Also keep in mind, friends, that, again, this is not tedious. They are attacking law-abiding gun owners. They're attacking law-abiding gun owners. Okay? And as I've... It's just worthy of note, friends. These are the people that say we got to protect our children. These are the ones that folks have unconstitutionally and illegally put up gun-free zones where mass shootings take place, a good portion of them. These are also the same people that advocate and sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. So this is the devil's talking to you to further strip you of your God-given rights. Okay, it's not about none of the above said, friends. It's about further control to enslave you, said the father of our Bill of Rights, George Mason. How do you enslave the people? Disarm them, he said. Americans, what we have here is these anti-gunners received delegated authority from who? To strip you of your God-given rights? I can't say that enough. Because I know that if I keep saying it and keep driving the hammer down into the nail, into the wood, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, in parallel, metaphorically, friends. If I keep driving these points, it'll get out there and people will pick them up, and they're important points. That's why I keep reiterating a lot of these points. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, where did they derive the authority to strip you of your God-given rights? They didn't. Because we didn't give it to them. Because they didn't get it from we the people in whom delegation comes from. And then the next question is I have, and I want to lay to your candor with a question mark. Have Americans really become this dummy down as to believe that them that are calling for disarmament are actually representatives of the law? Because that's how they would put you up. That's how they want you to take it. They want you to believe that there's a left-right paradigm to weaken the nation and drive together the forces as they are in it together, the circus of politics. Right? Actors, actresses, that's all they are. Best of friends, behind closed doors friends. I'm going to do a show on this, as a matter of fact. I want you to hear this because it's mind-blowing. How many of these pro wrestlers... You know, the bad guy and the good guy, they're put up as, you know, arch enemies in the faces of the people to deceive people into giving their money to be entertained from their freedoms, right? That's what it's about. And behind closed doors, they're best of friends. It's the same thing with politics. I didn't say that. Ventura said that, the former governor, love him or hate him, he was right. He said politics and pro wrestling are identical. That's exactly right. They continuously act like they're enemies, the left and right, and who loses every time? They do. And they are never prosecuted for their crimes, are they? Nope, they're not. They're slammed by the president. I guess that's good enough for the American people. You know, I just put a post up yesterday. It was of Trey Gowdy. He was talking about if you don't like what's going on in Washington, then just vote them out. No, not just vote them out. Remove them. You don't have to wait for their tenure to destroy this country. Nope, remove them and charge them. Article 2, Section 4. Peruse the U.S. Constitution, America. Know your God-given rights. Okay? Folks, also keep in mind that our rights didn't come from their generosities. They came from the hand of God. JFK said that. And a million times I have reiterated the point that they have, in fact, sworn to uphold the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, not tear them down and recreate it in their ungodly image, to create that of something that would be very similar friends to the United Nations, but they'll continuously use patriotism until you're completely gone. Just ask the communists. That's what's being played out here. Now, friends, look to history. They mean to be your master while you become their slaves. And again, the best way to enslave the people is to disarm the people. That's what's happening, okay? When we look to the example in which our forefathers exhibited, not just in writing, mind you, but also in action, the forefathers armed the people for the very purpose of what is happening in America today. Armed America, you're the threat. Armed America, you're the threat. Armed America, you're the threat. And they're systematically and methodically stripping you of your ability to enforce all of the Bill of Rights. Because once the Second Amendment's gone, everything else goes with it, friends. Don't forget it. And don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends, because it's a fact. Look to history. Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians, again, listen carefully, are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They're criminals, friends. They are the type that you must lawfully remove or you will lose your God-given rights. Remember what President Thomas Jefferson said? Now just think about this. Some will say, well, Bradley, this is really radical. Nope, it's our history. Listen to what President Thomas Jefferson said. He said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I hate violence. But just know this, friends, if it ever comes to this, it's never on my front or law-abiding citizens to pick a fight with anybody. It is to defend ourselves from those that are picking a fight, from those that are perpetuating the crime. Okay? Again, understand what lawful and unlawful means. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, said the President of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson. See, friends, you must fight for your God-given rights. Read Deuteronomy 1:8, James 2:14-26, because it's the difference between a free people and an enslaved people, because there is no in-betweenites, okay? As much as all of the majority of the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, profess to know what they're talking about, friends, they're doing nothing but being a bunch of diplomatic magicians. Diplomacy, seduction in another guise, forfeiting more of your rights. Just ask the NRA. Just ask the NRA. For all those that are supporting the NRA, you might want to take a check on the NRA, just so you know. Because they're making too many deals, America, to give up more of your rights. And notice it's never taking back your freedoms. Nope. You must fight and demand for that. It's always you, Americans, you law-abiding gun owners, that have to give up just a little bit more and just a little bit more until one day you wake up and you got someone knocking on your front door saying, you need to give us your guns. And let me remind you, no longer are they police. They have now become agents of the state, just so you know. They're not there upholding the law any longer. And here's a good note. For the friends that I have that are police across the United States of America, I have yet to find one that said he would go door to door. If the politicians want the guns, then let them come knock on the door. That's never going to happen. And all of you useful idiots that are willing to become agents of the state and do it for them, just keep in mind, friends, they could care less about you. You're the sacrifice so they can stay in power. Why don't you think about what's going on here? Firearms are second to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberty teeth. George Washington. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.